Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom, all praises to the Most High, for this is a day that He has made. Sorry for coming on a little bit late. Had some serious technical difficulties today and still going through those technical difficulties. The internet is completely shut down. So I'm trying to operate this from my phone, so things are going to be a little bit different today because I'm not able to access a lot of the notes that I had. But anyway, let's go before the Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So be it. All right. Shabbat shalom to all you brothers and sisters, the Mishpacha out there that are tuned in. I still want to try and see if I can. I'm using my telephone. Try and do this lesson and do this show, and it's pretty difficult, but so we're going to do things a little bit different. We've got some of the brothers who are tuned in. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in, and we'll take it from there and see what we can do. It's also affecting the fact that we can't access the notes that we have for like the herb of the day, different things like that. So things are a little bit different. We will go forward and ask Brother D to get prepared with the reading of the law. I see him online. And then we will bring some of the other brothers in too. So let me say Shabbat Shalom to Brother D. How you doing?
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Brother V. And I guess it's one of those days because I got chased out of my house. I'm outside here because landlords got looking at this this work over here where the accident happened. And so I'm outside. But I'm here.
Okay. Okay. So you can prepare some of the reading. Right.
Okay. Do you have some scripts? You want to look for something?
We can just go to the book of, yeah, I'm here. I don't have anything in particular. Like I said, I am unable to access my notes. My internet is completely down.
Okay.
Right. I believe this is Brother Che Aubrey. Is that you? Shabbat Shalom, Brother Che Aubrey. Nine 925-914.
Shabbat Shalom.
That's Brother Stephen. How you doing?
Good, good. I don't know why I'm not muted, but I'm doing good. Shabbat Shalom. How are you, brother?
I'm good, brother. And 415-900. Is that Brother Milton? Is that Brother Milton?
Yeah.
Shalom, how you doing?
All right, Shalom, my brother.
All right, so I'm just acknowledging you, brothers, that I know some of these numbers are familiar. We have some technical difficulties doing the show a little bit different, so press 1. Y'all ready to come in, okay?
All right.
Okay, Brother D, you ready?
Give me a couple more minutes here. A couple seconds here. Yeah, it looks like it's one of those... one of those days, huh? Let's see. Oh, what the heck? Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Sorry about this, Brother B. I wasn't prepared. Hold on a second. Oh, heck, where is that? Well, while I'm doing this, I'll read a few verses on do we need to get everything out of the Old Testament?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. Like I said, everybody, I apologize for all the technical difficulties because I'm actually trying to do this show from my telephone, which doesn't give me access to anything.
Yeah. No, I can tell.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I was looking for something to deal with, adultery and fornication, but I'm sure everything I'm bringing up is in the New Testament.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, everything I'm bringing up is in the New Testament. So, as you know, where is it at? Exodus. 2014 to get started with that, because that's one of the one of the commandments. So thou shalt not commit adultery. And as you know, there's a lot of that going on here in the in the world today. You know, people don't have the same feeling about marriage as they used to. But like I said, I've got a bunch of precepts right there, pretty much in the. Are you still with me? Okay, let's look at Matthew's 19:6 and just kind of look at what happens when you are married, you get together. You look at Matthew 19:6. It talks about a union together. So it talks about the union of marriage. Okay, Matthew 19:6. Okay. When they get married, Matthew 19:6. Let's read that verse. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore Yah hath joined together, let no man put asunder. And so these people out there, you know, you're committing fornication with this person and that person. You're joining with these people. You know, it's just not like you're having sex, but you know, you're spiritually joining with these people. Let's see here. Okay. I'm sorry about this, Brother V. I wasn't prepared for this.
No, go ahead. You're doing fine, but you're talking about the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and we understand that it's you can go a lot of different directions with that thou shalt not commit adultery, because we are an adulterous generation that has turned our back on Yah, and we always go to other gods, other meditations, other medians and stuff like that, and so that goes very far with what you're saying. So I know what you're in reference to, which is the seventh commandment, as far as how a husband and wife, how they're supposed to operate. But it also it extends to Israel as well.
Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 6 and start at verse 9. It said, and it talks about all this. It said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? Be not deceivers, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Let me see. And verse 11 says, such were some of you, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of Yeshua and by the Spirit of Yah. Okay, 13 says, meat for the belly and belly for the meat, but Yah shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Most High, and the Most High for the body. See, so the Most High didn't bring us into being for fornication. That's supposed to be the sex is a byproduct, pretty much. You show your love, but. Fornication, because there are a lot of people out there, they live their life for fornication. I mean, that's all they do. And those are the people usually wind up with issues.
You mean venereal diseases and things like that, right?
Yes. Okay. Let's go to Malachi. Malachi, the second chapter and 14th verse. Okay, Malachi 2 and 14. Yet ye say, wherefore, because the Most High hath been witnessed between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet she is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? 15. And did not he make one that had the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Most High, the Elohim of Israel, saith that he has putting away, for one covereth violence. Let me start that over. 16. For the Most High, the Elohim of Israel, saith that he hath away, for one covereth violence with his garments, saith the Most High of hosts. Therefore, take heed to the spirit that ye deal not treacherously. That's not really the one I wanted. See, like I said, if I had time to put some together. I'm sorry about this, Brother B.
No. You're doing fine. So what I want to do is help people to understand with the reading of the law today that you're covering the sin of adultery. And what I want people to also know is that, yeah, fornication, we know that is a major sin. This whole world is given to fornication. This is how the whole world exists. That's how they live. People believe in this. And when he says, come out of her, my people, he's trying to get us to separate ourselves from that type of lifestyle. This is like a natural, you know, people go to the clubs on Friday and Saturday just for the point and purpose of committing this atrocious sin. And we don't realize how serious it is. And when we had Hagar and the prophet, he dealt with Israel because he said, Israel, you are in adultery and fornication by having left me, my laws and commandments, and going into other areas and worshiping other gods. So it's in a very egregious sin to the Most High in two standards, physically and spiritually. And I don't think our people understand the seriousness of it.
We know they don't. But okay, let's do Deuteronomy 22 and start at verse 22. I'll give you a chance to get there.
Go ahead.
Okay. Deuteronomy 22 and 22. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die. Both the man that lay with the woman, and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. So it's not like when they brought the adulterous woman to Yeshua. They brought her, but they didn't bring the man. But they said, the scripture said they both shall be put to death. Verse 23. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto an husband, and a man find her in a city and lie with her, 24, then he shall bring them both out unto the gate of that city, and ye shall stone them with stones, that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among you. 25, but if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and a man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. I mean, that's just like today, you know, if someone rapes a woman, you know, he'll suffer the consequences, you know, and it, you know, the woman won't be held responsible. Okay, 26, but unto the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death. Whereas when a man rises against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. 27, for he found her in the field, and betrothed the damsel. Damsel cried, and there was none to save her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he hath humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. In verse 30, a man shall not take his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. And we went over that before when we were talking about Ham and how he uncovered his father's nakedness.
Right.
And to uncover your father's nakedness, the scripture tells us in Leviticus that that means, like, even if you were to see your father's wife naked, uncovered, you're uncovering your father's nakedness at the same time.
Well, you would think that that's something that, you know, they would know, but you know, when lust gets a hold of people, sometimes all that's out the window. You know, it's they're being led around by the spirit of lust, and we know how strong that is, and how that lust against the flesh, lust against the spirit.
Right.
Trying to see if I got another one here in the Old Testament. This is so funny. I'm looking at here, and a lot of stuff in the New Testament is dealing with adultery. Oh, shoot.
You got another precept for us?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for one. I'm not, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about divorce, too, here, but. Okay, let's see. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Chapter 7, and we'll read a little bit of that chapter. Okay. 7. Okay, start at verse 1. Now, concerning the thing where ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. 3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. And so, you know, today, as you know, Brother V, there's a lot of society being out of order. You got the women that are the head of the household. They don't want to do what they are supposed to do to take care of the husband and back and forth. So, we need to keep things in order.
Right.
And that's the proper way that the Most High is set for. 3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. 4, the wife has not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. 5, defraud ye not one of the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. Let's go to verse 7. For I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift of Yah, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I am. And that means either to be single if you can't. But verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married,
right.
I command yet not, I but the Most High, let not the wife depart from her husband. 11, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Let's look at verse 13. And the woman which we know there's a lot of this today. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him.
Right.
Is my phone coming through okay?
No, you're coming through fine.
Okay. Now 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean.
Wow.
And now
wait. I need you to pause on that because a lot of people don't understand that you got a mate that does not believe. They are sanctified by what you believe as long as you stay there. And if they're willing to stay there with you, then that changes the entire situation. So those scriptures are very powerful.
Well, let's see a lot of this stuff going on. Good. Yeah. So next it said, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but y'all have called us to peace. So you're up there, if they're not a believer and they want to leave, then, you know, you're not tied to them. Let's see.
Right.
I think that's about all I got, Brother V.
Okay. All praises to the Most High for that you have. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break. And when we come back, we got some of the brothers online, like Ock Milton, that want to share testimonies and things like that. So we'll talk to those brothers when we come back.
Brother V?
Yes. Yes.
Has Brother Stephen got a poem today?
Brother Stephen probably has a poem today, too. You put him on.
Great.
All right, let's take this 1 minute break.
Okay.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, or the preacher
are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Songs used to get our people through. But it had a powerful message that Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. So thank you for bearing with me today with the internet problems and difficulties I'm having. I'm trying to use a phone to do this, which is pretty much impossible, but yeah, we're getting it done. Listen, I want to thank Brother D for the reading of the law. Also, I want to talk about the fact that there's something going on that most people aren't paying attention to. Oh, and by the way, that song also reminds me of Aretha Franklin, but we knew she went through a whole lot of stuff being that Christian church with C.O. Franklin. But she has passed on, and she had an impact on our community. Okay, so let me say this. Look, H.R. 1242.
It's a law. It's a bill being passed commemorating the 400-year anniversary of the time that we came to Point Comfort in Virginia and slavery was instituted. So they're recognizing the end of that time. Now, what I don't hear people talking about is what we should be doing to change things during that time. You'll be hearing me talk more about that going forward in the coming weeks and how we can make a difference with NorCal Hebrew Fellowship and Mr. Keith Crawford and Give Life, Save Life. Okay. So before we go on, I got Brother Stephen. He wants to come on. He wants to give you a spoken word. So we'll bring him on now. All right, Brother Stephen, go ahead. Brother Stephen, are you there?
Now you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, I was saying this here is this is speaking it out against what's going on in America and in the world today. It's what I could find, so I'll go ahead and put it forth. So it goes. Wait just a minute. Now you made me get in it. Now I'm about to voice my opinion. You say that we believe in freedom in this land that we live in. In my mind, this land belongs to the indigenous, and you call us illegal immigrants. I can't sit back and act like I'm indifferent. Then you try to back it using my religion. But believe you me, Yehoshua, the Almighty, is going to put the wicked people in a prison, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Eternal fire for all your evil deeds, but it's your decision. Because in the end of days, it will be as it is written. Babylon will get their due reward, and it be this country that we live in. Been glorifying, stealing people's land, and calling it Thanksgiving. Are you for real? I mean, who you bullishing? Smite me, now you're going to get smitten. You don't want to mess around. I ain't no cub or no kitten. You're lukewarm, so the Most High will be spitting you out of his mouth so quick, all the mercy list will be stricken. Become sick and bedridden, hit with plagues like you were Egyptian. Like when you whipped our backs, you're going to receive a whipping. I'm a soldier of the Most High, so now you know I ain't tripping. I live a humble, and you know you won't catch me double dipping. I'm washed by the blood of Yehoshua. Although I once was crippin' and pimpin', now I'm a man of God on a mission. The turn the hearts of man back to Yah the Father in heaven is why I'm living. I'm dead to this world, and for my sins they are forgiven. Yehoshua's blood was shed for the remission. I don't wish to keep sinning, waiting patiently until Yehoshua come down to set his dominion here on earth so that his followers can reign with him. Back to the topic at hand, you better repent and start living in unison with mankind, no matter the color of skin or his or her origins. Now, did I get my point across? No man who oppresses my people shall be considered the boss. Better believe I'll protect my people, no matter the consequences or cost, freedom or death, no love lost. You killed our prophets and crucified Yehoshua on the cross. Now I'm here to proclaim that he's coming soon for his flock, the Alpha, the Omega, the Comforter, and the Rock. Those who are not for him, prepare, because he'll clean your clock. Not a race thing or a flesh thing, because important those things are not. It's his throne, not yours. So Satan, you better step off. When Michael throws you from the den of the lion, you're going to burn when you drop. Father Yah, up on the throne, I pray that you'll come down and make yourself known. As the people start to weep and moan, Father, please set the tone as you lead us into the unknown. Father Yah, please lead us home to a place where we can freely roam. We need no brush nor no comb. And then it's a little prayer here. Father Yah, we bless your holy name. Send forth the lion of the tribe of Yehuda to restore the throne of David, which is rightfully and truthfully yours. O Lord, Emmanuel, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, who tasted death, so that we would not, if we believe in him. Father in heaven, I pray in the mighty name of your son, Yahushua, of whom the translation that we have been taught is Jesus Christ, that those of Israel who were scattered throughout the earth would be reconciled to you. I pray for the salvation of those Gentiles who believe on your son's name and walk in truth and light. We receive your salvation. I pray publicly, O righteous and true one, that all those here on this earth would be given the opportunity to receive you, Yah, into their hearts, seeking you, Elohim, to bless the nation, all of them, not just this one, each nation throughout this earth. Oh, Yah, I am appalled at the situation in this country that we live in. Forgive me, y'all. I'm dealing with a little bit of technical difficulties as well. I'm trying to read this off of my iPad. So it says, Heavenly Father, I am appalled at the situation in America right now. I feel like we are ruled by wicked, evil people. I know that. And I pray that you would hurry and rescue us from this evil world that we live in. Thanks, praise, honor, glory, all of the majesty be unto the Most High Yah. In your son Yeshua's name we trust, and in his name we pray. All things, so be it.
So be it. Hallelujah.
Sorry that that was a little rocky.
Sorry it was a little rocky. Hallelujah. Brother D, you on there. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Brother Stevens, that was great. Like I said, I can see you put some work into that. I appreciate that. And then initially you mentioned about the, you know, indigenous people. And we need to be aware, as Hebrews, we're indigenous all over the world because we populated the world. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think of what book it was in. But the Most High commanded them to go out and populate the world and to put people in the world. I got to find out where I saw that at, but that's what we did. And that's what all the Hebrews do. We populated the world.
Right.
All praises.
Your brothers are on. Brother Milton, do you have something to say?
No, I'm on.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. No, that was an excellent poem, Brother Stephen. I totally appreciate that. So I'm glad we're able to get something out there today. So I appreciate you brothers coming on here because I actually have no internet, lost a lot of my notes, and that we were still able to get something done today. I appreciate that. Excellent poem. And Brother D, thank you for the reading of the law.
All praise to the Most High.
All right. Brother D, you still there?
Am I?
Brother D, you still there?
I am, please. I'm here.
I'm sorry?
I am here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I was trying to find out where I found that at, where the Most High told them to go out and people of Earth, and that at that time the Hebrews they were content where they were and they didn't want to do it, and so but I have to find that sometime. I'll find it and I'll give it to you.
Once again, I want to thank you and Brother Stephan for you all coming on. I want to say to the people, thanks for bearing with us. We just want to make sure we still came on here despite what Satan tried to set us back. He's trying to be busy, but it doesn't matter. We still go forward, and all praises to the Most High for everything that was said today.
All praises to the Most High.
All right. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
You out of the earth.
I got